Good morning, church.
Pray with me, if you please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us with this another day. Another day that was never promised to us before. Yet again, a day that we are able to worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray, dear God, that at no time we will forget that we are rendering this service to you. And we are not here merely to please people. Help us to experience daily the satisfying joy of doing the things that we do for you. If it be your will, bless us that we may also see the fruits of our labor. Allow nothing to discourage us or rob us of the zeal and zest which is put into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Preserve in this congregation the unity of peace, that with one accord, we will pursue the tasks that lie before us. Then yours shall be the praise and the honor and the adoration from our grateful hearts. Now and always, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Turn your Bibles, if you please, to Acts chapter 27, and I wait for you at verse number 20. The book is Acts, the chapter is 27, and the verse is 20. The Bible reads, "Now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. But after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, 'Men, you should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me." The subject we want to address this morning will be entitled "The Presence of God." I want you to focus on practicing the presence of God. I want to encourage you in doing that by helping us to understand that without God's presence, we're going to drift, number one. Number two, without God's presence, we're going to discard. We're going to start throwing some things away that we need to keep. Point number three, without God's presence, we're going to end up in despair. We need to practice the presence of God. Church, we need the presence of God. You see, if we want revival,
We need to make the psychological admission and come to the psychological and emotional acceptance of the fact that we must have the presence of God. If any of us intend to stand on our spiritual feet, straight, strong, and mature, if you would fight the good fight of faith, overcome the things of this world, and live victorious in this life, and be more than conquerors, we need the presence of God. You've got to know that God is with you. Even though you might not feel him, even though you might not see him, you've got to know in your heart that God is with you. Now, if you're going to have revival, we're going to have a revival. If all of our hurts are going to be healed, we got to know this, church. Now, if you don't know that, and if you don't feel that, you're in trouble. Y'all don't hear me. I said we're in trouble. In the 27th chapter of the book of Acts, Paul was on a ship. Is there another pair of glasses over there? My glasses. Yeah, I thought so. I'm trying to talk and wondering where these are. Praise God. In the 27th chapter of the book of Acts, Paul was on a ship on his way to Rome to stand before Caesar. And the Bible says that Paul told the captains not to leave Crete. Don't leave here and get out there on that Mediterranean Sea. Because if you do, there will be much harm done to the ship. Now the Bible said that the south wind blew softly, and the captain thought that it was all right to get out on that sea. And the captain didn't take Paul's word. They just got out on the open sea. And as soon as they got out there, the Bible says that a storm called Euroclydon hit the ship, and that ship began to be tossed and driven. Verse 15 of chapter 27 says, and when the ship was cold and could not bow up into the wind, we let her drive. Now, let me tell you something. When you don't have the presence of God, when you don't believe that God is with you as a child of God, when you think that you're so much of a man and all about that as a woman that you can hit a storm, and you hit that storm and without the presence of God, if you hit that storm and God is not with you, then three things will happen to you. So let me give you three strophes quickly. Three things that you will experience when you don't have, when you don't believe, and when you don't feel the presence of God. When somehow your spirit doesn't announce to you that God dwells in you. Because in John chapter 14 and verse 23, Jesus says, if a man loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. If you love God, he said, I'm going to be there. And now, if you don't believe that, and if you don't feel the presence of God, and if you don't act on the presence of God, three things will happen to you. And it's the same thing that happens to this, that happened to this ship. In verse 15, where the Bible says, and when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. Mm-hmm. You see, when we reach a point in our lives where we get ourselves in circumstances that we can't handle, church, when we get ourselves in a mess and cannot affricate ourselves, when we get caught up in the winds of adversity, the storms of life will begin to blow. And what you need then is the presence of God. We're going to drift. If we don't have the presence of God, number one, we're going to drift like a ship without an anchor. You'll end up lost like a ball in high wind. You're going to drift just like that ship. The Bible says when they got caught up in the wind, they let her drive and just started drifting. And that's what some Christians do. When they don't have the presence of God in their lives, they just drift. We have folk who will go from one church to another, just drifting. They're not giving tithes here. They're not giving tithes over yonder. They just go from one church to another, drifting. Don't give God nothing. There's something you owe the local congregation. Stability is important. We shouldn't do unstable. You want to know some consistency and what's going on in your own house. You see, they just go from church to church drifting because they barely make it to Sunday morning worship. Can't get back on Sunday night. If it don't apply, let it fly. Won't ever show up on Wednesday night, just drifting. And just like that ship, drifting. You see, Paul said, don't leave Crete. You better stay here. But they didn't listen to the man of God. Then when they got out on that storm, the Bible says they started drifting. And that's what happens when you don't have the presence of God. You just drift all over the place. There is no anchor. Just drifting. And not only did they drift, but the Bible says in verse 18, Acts 27, verse 18 and 19, and we being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, the next day, what did they do? They lightened the ship. You see, the first thing you do is start drifting. Mm-hmm. And the second thing you do is you start discarding. You're going to lighten your load. You're going to lighten the ship. You're discarding. That's point number two. After drifting, you start discarding. Now, what I mean by discarding is they had to lighten the ship. In other words, when you start drifting, you start taking off your spirituality. After you start drifting, when you start going to the clubs, you start taking off your spirituality. There was a time when you wouldn't go near the club. It might not be a club, but you know. What God said, touch not, taste not, and handle not. But there was a time when you wouldn't go near a club. When you wouldn't go to a denomination. But when you start drifting, you take off your spirituality and start going to the clubs and denominations. And after you go to these places, then you start drinking and drugging more than the law allows. Hold me up, Holy Ghost. You start lightening the load. Because being spiritual is a load. And you cannot have the presence of God and run around with the devil. You can't do it. I know about these things. You can't play on the devil's playground and ask for God's blessing. So what happens then is you start drifting. And then after you drift, you start discarding, taking things off, things you believe in, things you don't really believe. You believe, but you don't really believe them no more. Things you used to teach other folk, you don't teach that no more. You're discarding. You don't sing praises to God. You don't fellowship anymore. You don't say amen no more in or out of church. You don't want to talk to nobody. You don't want you don't shake hands anymore. You leave soon as the last prayer's prayed, or some folk leave soon as they take communion because they think that's the most important part. Discarding your spirituality. You see, you don't talk to folk like you used to talk to them. You don't want to live right and do right anymore. I'm talking about if you leave in the presence of God, you just discarding your spiritual character traits, the things that made you good and wonderful, the things that the Lord blessed you with, you just discarding all of that. So the first thing you do is let her dry. Then you start drifting. And then number two, the Bible says they lighten the ship. You see, you can't boogie with spirituality on you. I think that's what they call it. Mm-hmm. You got to take the Holy Spirit off if you're going to party all the time, because the Holy Spirit of God don't boogie. Y'all tight, but I'm right. I may be dating myself and sound a little old-fashioned, but the Holy Spirit of God don't boogie. You got to take that off. So then after you drift, you start discarding. Then verse 20 says, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. All hope is gone. You see, number one, you start drifting. Number two, you start discarding. And number three, despair begin to set in. And I'm just want us to know this. So if you start feeling these things, you will check your spirituality. Acts 27 and verse 20, the Bible says, all hope of being saved was gone. Now you're in total despair. No hope in the world. All you're doing is sitting at home crying, getting poor and drinking and drug, in despair. But why are you in despair? Because all hope is gone. Many times we get so bad, we think the Lord don't love us no more. Because if the Lord loved me, he wouldn't let me get sick like this. If the Lord loved me, he wouldn't let me get this pneumonia that I got. If the Lord loved me, I wouldn't have lost my job. Well, if you'd have got up and went to work and been there on time. You see, maybe you have your job. But we go from drifting to discarding to despair. That's what happens when we leave the presence of God. Y'all got time for this? Now verse 21 says, but after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them. And those who had been drifting, discarding, and in despair, who didn't know which way to go or what to do, Paul stood in the midst of them and said, sir, you should have listened to me. He said, you should have hearkened unto me. You should have listened. How many folk do you know that used to come to church that don't come no more? How many folk do you know that used to be here faithfully serving, singing, and praising God, but they're not doing it anymore? And when you see them, they're in despair. When you see them, they're raising hell. They're lost weight, looking bad, ain't got no money, trying to borrow a dollar. Lives in despair. Paul says, you should have listened to me. You should have listened and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And in verse 22, he says, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer. See, I want to get to this point because I'm a good news preacher. I don't just drop a bomb and just blow everybody. I'm a good news preacher. I'm going to leave you with some hope, praise God, because I need it myself. You see, and Paul said, now I exhort you, be of good cheer, because I got some good news for you. You've been drifting, you've been discarding, you in despair, but I've got news for you. I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For thus stood by me, church. Here comes the presence of God right here. Here comes, watch this. For there stood by me this night an angel of God. You see, Paul was on that ship, but Paul wasn't worried because Paul had the presence of God. But folk that didn't have the presence of God, they were drifting and discarding and in despair without any hope. But Paul said, not me. I ain't getting down in the gutter with you. Not me. Because this night, the angel of God, whose I am and whom I belong and serve. God's got angels, church. All day and all night, God's got angels watching over me and camping themselves around us. So Paul said, fear not. Don't you worry about a thing. Because when you have the presence of God in your life, you might not feel him. You might not see him. You might not touch him, but you know he's there. He's around my bed every day and night. I know he's here. I know God's watching over me. His eyes on the sparrow. And I know he watches me. Paul said, I know him. Y'all hear that? You got to know him for yourself. But I mean, because folk will kill you. Folk will wear you out. Folk will mess you up. Any problem you have is going to usually be a people problem. Because we got to deal with people. And you got to know God. Folk will make you lose your mind. You will think you don't even know your name. You see, so you got to know him for yourself. Folk call you everything about a child of God. And you be like, is that who I am? I know him in whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that my God is able. Can't see him. Can't touch him. But I know. I know he's here. And I know that God is always here. Whenever the storms began to rage, whenever the winds began to blow, and it looks like you're not going to make it, and hell is coming loose in your life, God is there. Because I can feel the presence of God, and I know everything is going to be all right. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1, I know. When the earthly house of this tabernacle shall be dissolved, I got another building, a house that's not even made with hands. So I stopped on my way to heaven to tell you everything is going to be all right. When the storms of life are raging, it's going to be all right. When your friends turn their backs on you, it's going to be all right. When folk won't talk to you, it's still going to be all right. For folk who used to love you, don't love you no more. It's going to be all right. Because I heard them say that God loves the whole world. And he gave his only begotten son. Am I right about him? And Jesus loved us. Yet while we were sinners. All that talk folk going around. Let me tell you about so and so. Ain't no new news. We all sinners. And have fallen short of the glory of God. And you know, when we were yet sinners, my God died for us. Some folk won't do nothing for you until they see how good you are. But the God I serve said, I got your back. I got your back. And when you get home tonight, I just want y'all to feel the presence of God. And know that when you get back home, somebody there may be having a party and raising hell. You don't know what's going on in your house. But don't let that bother you. Just know that God is there. You see, in that Macedonian jail, when they were in prison, the Bible said Paul and Silas, they didn't worry, but they began to have a prayer meeting. Am I right about it? They began to sing praises unto God. My grandma used to walk in the house and she said, that's some strange parsley. And what's that I smell? And all that loud noise. Turn that stuff down, Jackie. Uh-huh. Yeah, you was there too. But grandma would get the biggest black back Bible she can find and just walk through the house praising God, you know. And all our company say, we got to go home. Praise God. But see, when things go wrong, just start singing. When things ain't right and you don't know what scripture to quote, just go ahead and sing. Some glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away. Tempted and tried, just go ahead on and sing. It's going to be all right after a while. And when folk are messing with you, just go ahead on and sing. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand. Go ahead on and sing anyhow. And when you don't know, don't worry about how you're going to pitch it. Just sing. And when you don't know the song, just go ahead on and hum it. Because they say when you hum, the devil don't know what you're talking about no way. So go ahead on and hum that song and sing anyhow. And when you sing praises to God, everything going to be all right. So sing anyhow. It won't be very long. It won't be very long until Jesus shall appear. And I tell you, that day is drawing near. It's just saying, I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hand. Go ahead on and sing, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I don't know what you call me, but that ain't what my mama named me. And I'm going to be somewhere listening for my name. Go ahead on and sing. They may not write my name in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. They may not write my name in the world. Well, I don't want it in the world, no way. They may not write my name on a diploma, but I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Then when you feel like you don't have nothing, when you may have lost everything that you have and it looks like your world is caving in, go ahead on and sing, this world is not my home, but I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Just sing to God and everything will be all right. When your husband says, I don't love you no more. When your wife says, I don't want you no more. Just go ahead on and sing, yes, Jesus loved me. This I know, because the Bible tells me so. Go ahead and sing and enjoy the presence of God. And when you feel the presence of God, I say everything will be better. You may not know how, when, or why, but one thing I do know is that God is never late and he's always on time. God is always there. I tell you, if you want a spiritual revival, remember you have to know the presence of God. Oh, what a feeling what you have when God is present and everything is going to be all right. What a feeling when you don't know how, when, or why, but you know who. The who is Jesus Christ. Paul said, who shall deliver me from this bondage of death? Well, ain't but one person. And I stopped by to tell you his name is Jesus. And he said, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. So let not your heart be troubled. I'll never forsake you, nor will I leave you alone. I'll be with you always, even until the ends of the world. Sometimes we say, I know that. I know what he said. But I need some reassurance. Well, even the apostles needed some reassurance, because when Jesus stepped upon a cloud, went on back to glory, the Bible says they stood there looking up at the cloud, wondering, well, what's going to happen now? The master going back to glory. The master going back to sit down at the right hand of God. And when he got up there, he said, open up your gates of glory and be lifted up ye everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. But what are we going to do down here if you up there? Our master is going back to glory. Well, there was an angel. I told you God got some angels. There was an angel sitting over there. And that angel said, why stand y'all here gazing up in the glory? Why are you standing here like you don't know what to do or which way to go? That same Jesus who walked on the water. Y'all don't hear me. That same Jesus who got Lazarus up from the grave. That same Jesus that fed 5,000, turned water into wine, that who said, I'm Alpha and Omega, I'm the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star, died and was buried, conquered death, hell, and the grave. That same Jesus, who said, I got all power in my hand. That same Jesus who told the disciples, y'all meet me over there in Galilee, and said, let not your heart be troubled. Spoke to the wind, wind stopped blowing. Spoke to the water, and the water stopped roaring. That same Jesus is coming back again. Y'all don't hear me? I said he coming back again. That same Jesus that hung on Calvary's cross and said, into my hands I commend not my spirit. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Dropped his head and died. Sun wouldn't shine. Veil of the temple rent from top to bottom. You see, it didn't go from the bottom to the top. Understand what I'm saying? This thing was rent from the top. Well, couldn't nobody reach down to the bottom? And Jesus said, it is finished. That same Jesus is still the lily of the valley and the bright and morning star, and he's coming back. So you want his presence in your life? You want to know that he's with you? He said, yay. You can say like David, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I ain't got to fear no evil, because he's with me. That same Jesus who will walk with me through the valley and down the road of adversity. That same Jesus, that same master, Mary's baby, who cared enough to be born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, never went to college, walked on another man's street, carried another man's cross, died in another man's stead. That same Jesus woke me up this morning and started me on my way. He's coming back again. For he said, if I go, I'll come back and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you can be also. That Jesus, that's the one I'm talking about. He's coming back again, and I want his presence now. I want the presence of Jesus. I don't want no different Jesus. Don't give me no counterfeit Jesus. You know, I want the presence of that Jesus. He's coming back. Y'all know the one. The one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This stuff folk preaching today, I don't want that stuff. Give me the original. That's the one. I want that Jesus who knows all about my trouble. See, I know you got some other Jesus because you talking about me. But the Jesus I know, he'll comfort me and tell me everything will be all right. That's the Jesus I want. That Jesus going to be my judge. But he's the only one that can be my judge, because he was a man just like me. He suffered just like me. He been lied on. He just like me. So when folk folk lie on you, Jesus understand. When they stab you in the back, Jesus understand. That's the Jesus I want. Isn't that all right? He's the one who loved me so much that he died for me. I don't want you judging me. And I don't want to be judging you. You know, I don't know what you're staggering from. You could be having a heart attack or something. I ain't trying to judge nobody. If I could just help somebody, and then I know my living won't be in vain. And oh, what a mighty Savior he is. And I want to always be in his presence. Many draw near to him, but listen to him. Their lips or far from him. Is the Lord present in your life today? If not, will you come and turn your life over to King Jesus? If you've drifted, if you've discarded, if you're in despair, I stopped by on my way to heaven to tell you that Jesus cares. You can be born again. You can be in the family of God. I was talking to Sister McGill the other day. I said, I was looking at that little prince. It just seemed like he grew up so fast, 4 years old. And he on TV all like this. I'm like, I wonder how folk feel that's born into such royalty. You know, when do you first dawn on you? I got everything. My mama rich. You know, and then you start looking at the other folk. You know, and I said, I remember when I discovered my mama loves me. I mean, I never really knew we was poor. You know, I thought everybody had cardboard in their shoes and a safety pin in their, you know. You know, everybody looked the same to me. But one thing I know, my mama loved me. I didn't have no lack of confidence. I walked with my shoulders up, my chest out, and my head straight, because my mama told me I was somebody. She loved me, and I was God's child. And when I discovered I was a child of the King, I knew I could live the royal way. Anything I need, God's got for me. You ain't got to bow down to your boss. You ain't got to bow down to no man. You just do God's will, and he said, I'll supply all of your needs. You ain't got to lie to nobody about nothing. Try to be transparent and be who you supposed to be. We grew up listening to Popeye saying, I am what I am. You know, and you ain't got to worry about nothing. Be who you are. You know, it's easy to lie. I mean, it's easy to get caught doing some stuff and say, now how I'm going to fix this? You could do it with a lie. Folk could never know. But God knows. And he said all liars gonna have their place in a lake of fire. You know what I learned? Folk don't care nothing about you no way. Tell the truth and let God deal with the consequences. Let God deal with that. He got your back. And when God got you, you can't touch this. You see what I'm saying? So why don't you just be born again of the water and of the Spirit, according to John 4. Just give your life to Jesus Christ. When you hear the word, I mean, that Jesus came from heaven down to this sin-cursed earth. He suffered, bled, and died, and rose again on the third day, that we might have a right to the tree of life. You've heard the word. Just believe it. You know, you don't have to, you just believe it. And if you believe, repent of your sins. Luke 13:3. You got to repent. You got to make up in your mind that the way you living ain't right, and that you got to live for God. Because God ain't going to do you no wrong. You wouldn't be here if it weren't for God. You wouldn't have woke up this morning if it weren't for God. You wouldn't be sitting there in them nice clothes in your right mind if it weren't for God or with whatever mind you in. Let me tell you something. Then confess. Don't be afraid that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Folk look at me that used to know me and they be like, what's wrong with you? Like, ain't nothing wrong with me. Don't you see everything right with me, don't you? I believe in God. I confess before anybody, saint or sinner, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Because you're going to confess him now or you're going to do it later. Because I read somewhere that every knee going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. And once you confess the sweetest name that ever rolled off a mortal tongue, be buried in the watery grave of baptism. And that far, the remission of your sins. Can you believe that? You can go down in water and come in contact with the blood of Jesus. And it cleanses you of all your sin. And folk walking around talking about what you used to be. And you talking about, oh, that ain't me. That was somebody else. I done took off the old man. I'm a new man now. All things done passed away. And behold, all things can become new. And God will help you live this life. And you can work out your soul salvation in fear and trembling. You can work out of you what God is working in you. And he ain't going to leave you alone until the job is done. Come to Jesus Christ and give him your life. Right now, as together we sing and give God glory and praise.